During this segment of the program, we have an opportunity to catch up with a friend of ours, longtime partner here at WNPV through Harleysville Medical Associates. Dr. Richard Lorraine joins us during this segment of the program. And Doctor, thanks for coming on.
Good morning, Darrell. Thank you for having me.
You know, we were going to talk about shingles, and I want to talk about shingles, but it's Veterans Day. And I know, you know, you are so active in this area and very passionate about what you do. Just let me ask you a couple of questions about Veterans Day. And first of all, for the listeners, we've talked about this on the air, as a matter of fact, some of what you do with the military. Explain your involvement with the military, which is ongoing.
Well, I currently hold a commission as a lieutenant colonel in the Pennsylvania Air National Guard. And on the National Guard side, we're a reserve of the Air Force. So we have both a state and a federal mission.
Yeah.
I've deployed on the federal mission actually three times overseas in the past few years as leader of a critical care air transport team. That's where we're involved basically in transporting our wounded warriors and sometimes civilians with severe medical illnesses from one level of care to another. So we basically set up an intensive care unit in the back of an airplane, typically a C-17. It's a very, very arduous mission, but it's also very, very fulfilling.
Mm.
The other thing, as part of the National Guard, we have a state mission, and I serve as the chief medical officer for the Pennsylvania National Guard unit that responds to emergencies. It's called CERFP, C-E-R-F-P, which I always like to joke about being an acronym of an acronym.
Mm-hmm.
Stands for CBRNE, Enhanced Response Force Package. So we're basically a joint unit with the Army, and if there is a disaster, either natural or man-made, we would respond as a second responder. Army provides extraction, decontamination, and then the Air Guard provides medical. So we set up a mobile emergency room, basically, at the site of a disaster.
You know, it's interesting. People talk about sort of how a lot of civilians are sort of removed from direct contact with people that serve, unless obviously you know someone or you have friends maybe with children that are in the military. But there is sort of this distance. You get to see up close the sacrifices that are made on a daily basis by these people.
I do. The numbers are that roughly 1% of the population actually serves in uniform, and only about 5% of the general population does have contact with anyone in the military. I have been involved both on the federal and the state side, and I've dealt with our heroes from overseas. You know, the patients I take care of are—it's generally the worst of the worst, the ones who have had very, very severe injuries. And they're such brave people. They give of themselves so unstintingly. It's humbling to be involved.
Well, it's a tremendous service, on script we're going to talk about shingles, and I want to ask a couple of quick questions. I understand are you going to be involved in they've got a program over at Grandview in Sellersville today. Are you going to be part of that?
Yes, that's correct. It starts at 9:30. It's the annual Veterans Day tribute at Grandview Hospital. It's going to start at 9:30 at the flagpole in front of the main entrance to the hospital. And there'll be other representatives from other branches of the service, other doctors who have served, Army and Navy.
I've got a release that says 10:30.
Oh, I apologize. You're right. It's 10:30.
All right. If people want to head over there, it's an opportunity locally to thank folks that are serving. And I got to ask you a couple of questions about, you're doing a study right now involving shingles, right?
That's correct. Shingles is something that's been in the news quite a bit recently.
Yeah.
And it's a very important condition. Something that, overall, there's a lifetime chance of 1 in 3 of experiencing this. And it's a potentially very painful and debilitating condition. It's caused actually by the chickenpox virus. People who have had chickenpox, the virus actually never leaves the body completely. it kind of goes to sleep in the spinal cord. And something that stresses the body can cause this virus to essentially reawaken and come out along the course of a spinal nerve and cause pretty severe inflammation and irritation. It's sometimes hard for patients to know what's going on, at least in the initial stages, because it's very typical to present initially as just pain, mm-hmm. and it's a very severe pain. But they often attribute it to other things. We very commonly see people coming in thinking that they've injured themselves somehow and they just don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But the rash will start usually 24 to 48 hours after the pain does. The rash is a very blistery type of rash that comes out along a line where the nerve travels. So it has a rather unique appearance. Now, the condition is such that it can be treated. We do have some medications, some antiviral medications, but it's very, very important that patients be seen within a fairly short period of time to start these medications. 48 to 72 hours is really the window. And the study that we're doing is with a new antiviral medication,
mm-hmm.
which at least in the laboratory has shown considerably higher activity against the chickenpox virus that causes shingles than the currently existing medications.
And what should people do if people, are you looking for people that have been diagnosed?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question?
Are you looking for folks that have been diagnosed with shingles?
Actually, we need to see people as soon as the condition starts. We need to evaluate them within that 48 to at most 72-hour window.
Gotcha. Okay.
So as soon as they have symptoms, you know, whether they're participating in our study or they're seeing their own personal physician, it's important that they get in to see their doctor as quickly as possible, because that the treatment is very, very dependent upon time.
And how should they contact you if they want to get in on the study?
There are a couple of ways. Obviously, our office number is the best way to contact us directly. That's 215-256-9531. There's also a website for this particular study called gotshingles.com, which will give information about the study and also our local contact information.
Is Terry Bradshaw on a commercial right now about shingles? I think he is.
I believe you're correct.
Yeah.
I think it might be for the vaccine, which is generally about 50% effective, so we still see quite a bit.
Yeah.
And the other thing that we're very concerned about with shingles is something called postherpetic neuralgia. This is, in some people, the inflammation and irritation after the acute shingles can persist for weeks to months, and it's very, very painful.
Wow.
Sometimes we have to use very strong pain medications or neurologically active medications to try to control the pain.
I had a grandfather diagnosed with shingles back in the 70s, and he couldn't sleep. He had to sit up sleeping. It was just terrible, and it went on for almost a year, and he really suffered with that. So
yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. That postherpetic neuralgia can be very, very debilitating. The chance of that is decreased significantly by prompt treatment, and we're hoping that this particular medication will decrease the frequency of that even much more significantly.
Well, we've been all over the map here, Doctor. I got to let you go, but thanks so much for your service on this Veterans Day. And again, if people are experiencing the shingles, fast treatment is something you're going to want to seek out, because, as you say, the pain is so great. But again, Doc, happy Veterans Day, and thanks for spending some time with us.
Well, thanks very much, Daryl. I enjoyed being with you.
All right, real good. Dr. Richard Lorraine joining us here on the AM edition. Of course, he with the Harleysville Medical Associates, a longtime partner here at the radio station.